You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hi, guys. Welcome to The Mindful Minute. This episode is a little different from our normal episodes. I am trying something new for 2020, and I would love your feedback. So always feel free to shoot me a note and let me know what you think of this. I am intending once a month, once a quarter, something like that, to do an episode that is frequently asked questions. I am delighted to receive emails and Instagram messages from you guys asking your meditation questions. I love to respond and answer. And I thought I would take a few over the last couple months and answer them out loud here so that you guys could all benefit if you too are dealing with some of these questions. So the first question that I want to talk about today is a question about the breath. So as you know, if you've meditated with me before, the breath is our anchor, right? This is what we use to hold us to the present moment. And what we do is we invite ourselves to let ourselves feel the breath, right? All these other things might be happening, but we are trying to focus on the feeling of the breath during meditation. And the question I received a few weeks ago was, what do I do if this is really hard? So this particular person was writing to say that oftentimes their breath feels very uncomfortable. It's too fast. It's too active. It's not correct. And it makes them feel uncomfortable, and it makes them feel like it takes them a long time to actually relax and settle into the meditation. And this comes up so often. So the first piece of advice I want to share is that you don't have to use the breath, okay? So the breath is an anchor, but it is not the only anchor. The reason that one is taught so often is because if you're alive, you're breathing. So if you're using breath as an anchor, certainly you can be anywhere at any time and be able to meditate. However, if the breath creates a feeling of anxiety or discomfort for you, then that is perhaps not the right anchor, right? Because certainly we're not trying to create anxiety and discomfort when we meditate. We might feel that way sometimes, but we're not trying to create it. So rather than focus on the breath, you have options. One of the most popular choices is sound. This one, for some people, they will find this to be so much easier than focusing on the breath even. So the way that we focus on sound is exactly the same way we focus on the breath. We let our ears open up. We let the natural sounds from our environment rise and fall into our awareness as they do. And rather than try to label each sound, describe each sound, talk to yourself about each sound, you're simply listening, with no corresponding judgment or discussion, but just to hear. I'm recording this at my yoga studio right now. There's lots of trucks driving by, so I can hear those kind of rise up and fall away in the background. And I'm not creating any story around them. I just am letting myself listen. So that's one option. Another option that some people will use is actually to use sight as an anchor. So obviously this means you would have your eyes open, and often you pick something specific. So this could be a candle flame. It could be a single flower, something right in front of you. And you're going to let your gaze rest on this thing 6 inches to a foot or so in front of you, perhaps whatever feels comfortable for your eyes. And you're going to let your eyes go soft, so that you're not intently focusing. You're not cataloging every single thing that you see, but you're more letting the image fill your senses, so that when you get distracted, the anchor is pulling you back to, what do you see? Seeing the colors in front of you, the textures in front of you. So that's one option. The other piece I want to offer with struggling with the breath is to see if you can let go of the shoulds around your breath. Because in actuality, there is no right way you are supposed to breathe when you meditate. It's our natural breath, which means the very breath you're breathing right now. And sometimes if we're dealing with stress, if we're dealing with hyperactivity or ADD, then that breath might come faster or higher up in the chest. And we can play with releasing the judgment around that. Now, if this creates like this huge uprising of anxiety for you, or you feel panicky or like you're hyperventilating, let it go. You don't need to add suffering. So you can just let that breath go, pick a different anchor. But if you're able to be with it, even for maybe just a minute, it can be a really nice practice to just be with your breath as it is, rather than trying to make your breath be something different. And you'll let your awareness just rest in, it is this, versus it should be this. It's a tricky distinction, right? But it's one that's worth practicing. So if that works for you, you can try to play with that idea of relinquishing the expectation or the judgment around breath and just letting yourself breathe. Great question. The next question, I love this one. How do I know if it's working? How do we know if it's working? Well, I can't totally answer that question for you because everybody is going to have a different experience within meditation. Some people talk about seeing things, right? Visions or colors. Some people hear something. Some people have profound insights or silence or spaciousness. And some people catalog their to-dos the whole time. None of these are more correct than the other. Because our experience is simply trying to be in the present moment without judgment and with compassion. And if that's what we're trying to do, it doesn't actually matter what happens in the present. We're just trying to catch it. And because this is the case, I'll tell you how I judge that meditation is working for me in my real life, which is I pay attention to how I am day to day when I'm not meditating, because that is where I have seen the biggest difference. Sometimes, certainly, I have meditations that feel super spacious and lovely and insightful. Sometimes I have meditations that feel totally overwhelmingly full of thoughts, and I feel like I didn't get a break or a relaxing breath in the entire thing. And as I move through my days since I have been meditating, I often notice a sort of behind-the-scenes awareness of what's happening inside. Meaning I might be having a conversation with somebody, and in the background, a piece of my brain is going, whoa, look at that anxiety rising up. What's happening here? Or I'll be driving down the road and I'll start to get frustrated with traffic and I'll feel that frustration and I'll have enough space to go, is it worth it to get frustrated over this or can I just let this go? This is not to imply that I don't lose my patience. This is not to imply that I don't overreact sometimes. But I do find that meditation has given me more awareness and more space for choice in my daily life. So for me, This is one of the ways I judge that my meditation practice is working. The other one is I really enjoy my meditation practice. And I'm hesitant to say that because there were several years where I really felt like I was sort of pushing uphill. You know, and that might just be me personally, but there was a while in my practice where I thought, I know this is doing something good for me, but the practice itself is hard or boring, or I don't have enough time. I felt like I wanted it to be more peaceful than it was. And so if that's you, I just offer you keep going. Because today I can tell you it is truly the piece of my day I look forward to the most. Sometimes I can meditate first thing in the morning. Sometimes it falls somewhere in the afternoon. If I'm really lucky, I can get a meditation in the morning and the evening. And no matter what it looks like, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes, I feel very good while I'm sitting there. Because I'm able now to sort of release the struggle that I carried for so long. The sense that I needed it to look a certain way or feel a certain way, or I should be doing something. And rather now, I just sort of plop down into a comfortable seat. In the morning, I'm holding a coffee mug in my hands. In the evening, sometimes I'm holding tea. And I let my eyes close. Sometimes I set a timer, sometimes I don't. And I just take the time and the space to connect to myself. To say, oh, that's what's going on right now. And to feel my breath or connect to my anchor. So I don't know a better way to tell you if it's working or not, but I would encourage you to pay attention to what's happening in your day-to-day, daily life. And do you notice any difference now that you're meditating? That's the way I judge it. The last question I'm going to do for today is a big one. And I addressed this a little bit in the Begin Again series that we just completed in the third one, the compassion one, because I got this question from a great friend of mine. And what she was asking was, what do you do if the feelings that you're sitting with are so big, so strong that it feels unsafe? What if you're working with something that is so intense it feels unsafe to be with? That is such a real and important question, especially when we're talking about a practice where we advise you to sit and be with whatever's arising. Because it's true that there are emotions that in the moment can be unsafe, especially if you're dealing with some type of trauma, perhaps. And so the first thing I want to say is always, always, if you're working with something big, trauma, with a big emotion, with a huge life shift, with a mental imbalance of any kind, any of that, please work hand in hand with a therapist. Meditation is an amazing tool, but it is not a be-all, end-all. So find a therapist that uses a meditation practice or a mindfulness practice as one of their tools, and you can work together on whatever it is that you're going through. So that is step one. Step two is to say, if you feel unsafe, stop. Don't force yourself to be with something you're not ready to be with. So if it feels unsafe, if it feels scary, if it feels overwhelming to be with a particular emotion, what I invite for you to do is, can you instead turn that sense of compassion, that sense of non-judgment towards yourself as a person that has those feelings? So the distinction is, I'm not asking you to feel compassion or non-judgment for a feeling that's scary or a trauma. But can you hold a little bit of warmth for yourself because you feel those things. So it might just be, you know, hand to heart or some gesture that feels comforting to you. And to silent, a subtle to yourself, this is so scary. I'm so sorry that I'm dealing with this. You're doing a great job. You don't have to stay with the feeling. I support you, right? Just some phrases that in some way remind you that you're cheering yourself on. So don't force yourself to sit with something that's too much for your nervous system. And do let the emphasis be on the compassion, not for the feeling itself, but for you as the being that has that feeling inside them. Okay? I really hope this helps. I hope it was interesting and informative for you guys. If you have a question you want to ask, you can shoot me an email. It's Meryl@MerylArnett.com. You can find that on my website as well. Or you can shoot it to me on Instagram, but I will look for them. I will respond to you in person, and I'll collect a couple to talk about in the next Frequently Asked Questions episode. Thank you guys. Have a great week. Next week, I'll be back to kick off our February meditation series. I'll see you then. Bye. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting MerylArnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram @MerylArnett.